Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my fabulous co-host, as we both come limping in tonight, Veronica Entwistle.
Hi, Jackie. How are you feeling?
About as crappy as I did 20 minutes ago. And you?
I'm not bad. I'm sort of stretched out, but I'm limping still from a grand fall. But other than that, I'm great.
Good. All right. Well, I'm glad somebody is. Tonight.
Well, that's a shame that when we're going to change really, really fast, we have to pick an uncomfortable style.
Well, I think we're in good company. I think there are lots of people going through lots of changes right now. And tonight's show we're going to be doing is, who am I? Finally, we're dealing with this age-old question, but it's changing by the minute. So much happening so quickly. We're not who we were a minute ago, and we are in the midst of accelerated change that's moving us so fast we can't even relate to the old us anymore, which that old us can be 5 minutes ago. So.
So if you wait long enough, we can rush to our mirror and go, hi.
Yes, exactly. Or something like that. Show dedication. All I want to do is hi to my bed tonight. Show dedication tonight is to the awakening of every human on the planet and the remembrance of who they truly are. Sounds like a big one, but it's within our reach. And that's what I'm looking forward to. I will say this, however, you know, I used to say, well, if we just get through this or if we just get through that or, you know, this astrological influence or that one, and I've now come to the conclusion that, folks, we're in for a bumpy ride. You might as well buckle up. Okay, some days are going to be fabulous. Some days are going to be a little rough. It will get better. And today, of course, is our Leo new moon. And interestingly enough, this is about the holistic sense of self. That's what this new moon is about. So that I found pretty exciting. In fact, a lot of people came out this week talking about, you know, becoming more of who we really are, finally. And so I'm finding that very exciting. Let's see. Eric Francis writes some really good stuff here. I'm trying to find out where I was. He says, here we come to the passage in the story about where the individual life meets the collective life. And Leo is a truly holistic kind of individualism. It's not the self-focused kind that we see in Aries. It's not the unworldly kind that we see in Sagittarius. It's the ringmaster of the many-ring circus of the solar system of the psyche as well. We have a triple conjunction in Chiron also, and we have a lot of things going on again. It just seems that there is no end to all of these influences that are really coming at us boom, 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 boom. And we're still all integrating these wonderful three eclipses that we came out of. We probably got 6 months on those, don't we, Veronica?
I think so, yeah.
So,
you know, thinking about the moon is making me think about how recently three herons, I don't know if you know herons, they're very long-legged. Do you know them, long-legged
birds?
Yes, of
course, yes. Yes,
okay.
Actually, I do.
Well, on the top of our tree, usually there are eagles living. All of a sudden, three of the herons that wander at the beach in front of our house landed up on the very top of our tree. Three of them, not one, but three, and they represent how you describe the Leo moon, that self, that holistic self, that presentation of the integrated self. I mean, it was really quite amazing, so I felt it was a message.
Oh, absolutely. Listen, you're not going to get an argument out of me. I've just decided everything's a message these days. And another one here from this one on the astrology I did not send out. This one I did send out. I really recommend everybody read this. This is from the group, and it starts out Expavo. Dear ones, you've traveled the universe to gain certain attributes that you would always bring to the table wherever you were. whatever you've had to do, you would bring these attributes with you. You are carrying these different pieces of home with you throughout many incarnations, not just on Earth, but throughout the universe and in the different places where you've played your game. Now it's becoming critical that you tap into these attributes once again. It is becoming more important not only for you, but also for the world around you. It's very simple to see that you are becoming empowered as a society once again. You, individually, have something very special to give. Of course, you ask, how do I do it? You know, I didn't study this, or I did no preparation for this. But there are stirrings coming up in people right now, and I'm seeing this. And this stirring is coming from the heart. There are these feelings, you know, for many people, I'm here to paint, I'm here to write, I'm here to speak, I'm here to whatever. The details of what you came here to do were well hidden by your own design. It's time now to remember, and it starts with having that feeling. That is all that is necessary, because everything else will come back to you. You will remember, hyphenated, the times that you have done it before and all of the information you've collected throughout the universe is yours the moment you start creating a spot for it to return. Set the intention to fulfill your purpose, and everything else will start falling into place around you. It does not mean that you have to spend every second of every day focused on your purpose. However, the more you can reveal with your light, the more you can share that light with other people, and the more comfortable you will be. I love this one because it fits in so beautifully with where we are right now and what tonight's show is about. Let us just say that the time when you were going to come into planet Earth, you were busy planning this stage, planning this life, choosing parents, brothers, sisters, etc. You set up these opportunities and scripts for yourself, and then you came in and worked through them as each lesson appeared, yet not once did you realize that you could change at any moment. That is what is starting to take place now. You're beginning to understand that not only can you change your life drastically, but you can empower those around you to make your own path the one of least resistance, whether that path is expressed in business, religion, spirituality, or in daily life, makes no difference. The challenge is that you wanted to come here and bring something special from home. You wanted to be a participant, not an observer. For most of you have been teachers and healers over and over throughout the lifetimes of planet Earth. Many of you would not be here if you did not have the role to play in the shifting of humanity on a large scale in the direction of light. I just love this one. To me, this really spoke to my heart. The use of this new power is very magical and yet very delicate. It has two sides. You can be cut by one side and served well by the other at the very same time. So you still need to find your balance within the new energies. Allowing more of your light into the body will cause a natural increase of sexual energy. Hello, I can attest to this. In the physical body. The physical changes have already begun. You are not only gaining connections in the pineal gland and parts of the brain that are starting to receive these signals, but through every other organ as well. Your bodies are starting to evolve at a very rapid rate now. The rewire of the physical human is happening on an energetic level and on a physical level. Now, I really wanted to address this tonight because physically, I'm feeling kind of crummy today because I've been eating very, very clean, very, you know, rice, steamed vegetables, everything organic, nothing real exciting at all, tea, no coffee, you know, nothing that you could write home about, trust me. And I happened to use the wrong garlic salt. It wasn't the organic. And I don't know if it was that or I happened to get a pine nut. Now, when you eat this clean, your body, the purpose of this is to start seeing, you know, what your food allergies or sensitivities are once you really clean up the body. And I've been feeling so good. So this sent me reeling and I have sinus problem. It's been a crappy day because of it. Took one little thing to really throw me, send me reeling. And I thought it was very interesting when it happened to realize that the level of sensitivity in my body at this point, the body is saying, look, don't even think about putting anything that's not organic in me. or now I did manage to get a glass of wine, but there...
Was it organic wine?
No. It was a good glass of wine. However, the body is getting very... it's going to be sending you signals. A lot of things that people have been able to do in the past, all of a sudden you may find you're not able to do them, whether it's doing protein or specific vitamins or... We're really going to have to start adjusting. Now, Veronica, you've had a way of eating for quite a while. I don't know that you've had any of these sensitivities, but a lot of other people have, certainly ones that I've talked to.
Yeah, I find that I'm a lot more sensitive, but then I've had this little accident, so I'm kind of...
Yes, and this accident, of course, turned out to be a gift for you, and I'd love to have you share exactly how that happened.
Not
that we know how the accident happened, but I'd like you to share where it led you and what a big breakthrough it is.
Yeah, it's really interesting because I mentioned that I caught my 4-year-old grandson who was being Spider-Man as he jumped.
Midair.
And guess what? I thought I could catch him. And I, 46 pounds high on my body didn't work, and we went down on the cement. Anyway, the deal is that I really hurt my left hip, and it was just bruised inside, not broken. And as they work on it, there have been 3 times in my life I've hurt my left hip, was my major injury place, always because of a fall. And as he worked on it today, as this really wonderful cranial sacral wizard fellow worked on it today, he was literally pulling out trauma that came from a lot of, like, battering and so on when I was, like, 2 or 3 years old. And it was coming out, it was so interesting, it was coming out of a very painful sacrum, but it was coming out like spurts, and he said that they are like slivers that have been in there all that time, like big slivers, which of course in turn attracts where you're going to fall, where you're going to...
That's right.
Yeah, so with all the work we're doing, I'm absolutely thrilled because I'm trying to step out of... I'm like a lot of you listening. I have worked and worked and worked on myself and my history, and it's boring, you know. But this has really been a great way to crack up the congestion, literally, you know, break it out. So I figure I'm going to evolve really fast, so watch out.
Well, yeah. Well, and I see this as this great gift that the accident, you are all right. You're not, you know, doing fabulous. Well, again, you're able to get around, but you're certainly not, you know, playing hopscotch or...
He said today, he said, I'm glad you've been doing yoga because you should have really hurt your head and you didn't hurt it at all. So there you have it.
There you go.
Yeah. So there's like great things going on.
Well, Anna, I would say this to everyone. Anything that's happened lately is purposeful in terms of moving you forward for some reason, even if it's felt calamitous at the time. I really believe right now that... everything that we're experiencing is having major impact to shift us, move us. I've been through a relationship, and we're in the breakup stage right now, and, you know, I can't say where this is going to go, but I know that that relationship was an incredible gift to trigger a lot of old stuff that could not have been reached, certainly not by one person, and he did a magnificent job of triggering every single relationship I had.
He was like your inorganic salt.
Yes, and and so it really, it turned out to be a wonderful, wonderful gift in terms of opening me up for additional healing. So, but let's talk a little bit now about...
I want to say one other thing is my own guidance is saying when I get through this part, and similar to what they've said to you as well, Jackie, but as we get through this part, we're going to start moving really fast.
We're not moving fast already.
But it is like as we release the dross, you know, we do have to, our energy picks up, doesn't it?
It does. And it's what's very interesting to me also is noticing, and I'm sure a lot of you listening are having the same issue, where all of a sudden you're having a flare-up in this organ, and then it moves to that organ, and then it moves over here. And so much of this is really cellular stuff that got stuck as a result of some form of trauma or emotion or whatever. And so we have a lot of stuff moving around as we're releasing and healing and clearing and lifting. Not always pretty.
Just keep breathing.
Yes, can't be, but amen. Whatever you do, don't stop breathing. That would be the end. you're not falling apart, and I just want everybody to know that, and you're not getting worse, and there's nothing, you know, we are just moving through some really big stuff right now, and it is feeling very uncomfortable, and it can really throw you when you hit these places where this stuff has been sitting. Deep emotions, sometimes you won't even know what's lifting, but you sure as heck can feel pretty crummy in the process.
Mm-hmm.
And so please understand that you're not going to die, and you're not, you know, it's like, although there may be days that you feel like it. So,
I don't want to die with this same pile of subconscious in me. I want to have...
Oh, faith. Absolutely. Oh, God, no. Oh, no, 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 no.
We're getting out of that.
Now, the other thing, which, of course, which is what, you know, tonight's show really was about, and you're going to have... people are already having them. They're not understanding them necessarily yet, majority of them anyway, at least that's the reports I'm receiving yet. But you're going to start connecting more directly with these other lifetimes. And for some of you, you know, you may have guides that you assume are just guides and not have any clue that, you know, this wonderful, magnificent guide that you have may be another version of you. And I think it's very interesting because I'm really feeling this kind of evolving in me. I don't know how it's going to look when it's done, but the realization, certainly an absolute knowing from my perspective, that how many times I've done this in different places. And I've known this for a while, but it's really coming very strong now, very strong, where my involvement with planet Earth, you know, where that dates back to, you know, even from the beginning, you know, being with a group creating the planet and creating consciousness and kind of the rules of consciousness. And so those kinds of things are going to be coming in for all of you. I know, Veronica, you certainly have done a lot of traveling around yourself, and you have a lot of knowledge of other experiences you've had, as does Bob, you know,
mm-hmm.
your wonderful partner.
Mm-hmm.
But for a lot of people out there, this is going to start coming in now. So pay attention to your dreams. Some of them may not make sense. They may sound pretty bizarre. But eventually, the translation of the experiences is going to become more clear. If you have some strange dreams, I know a lot of people are having nightmares right now. And this is kind of a lot of lifting of the collective, as you would call it, doo-dah, Veronica, out. But we are going to really, and, you know, asking when you go to sleep to please connect more directly with other versions of yourself who have gifts to offer in this lifetime where you can go and reclaim them, reclaiming your gifts, not them, but reclaiming the gifts to be able to integrate them into this lifetime. Is going to become a very important piece. Certainly I do feel that way. And Veronica, you know, we talked a couple of weeks ago about life reviews. And,
oh, boy, I was having those terribly much. I guess it's good, eh? Yeah.
And I'm finding myself that I'm looking at so many things around my own family because, you know, we have a new baby coming into the family and spending a lot of time looking at how each of the children grew up, the grandchildren and so on and so forth, and what their experiences are, where they're going, how they've integrated in a lot of difficulty and become very self-directed. And, you know, it's been really interesting to look at all of that, a lot of review on my part in terms of male-female relationships. And but I think a lot of people are doing this right now. Hopefully don't beat yourself up. That's not the goal here. But I talked to somebody the other day, and they were going between anger and then feeling very loving, and anger and feeling very loving. And I laugh about us, you know, one night we opened the show and I said, schizophrenics are us. And this can feel incredibly schizophrenic.
We just don't want to tamp it all back down. We want it to come out. Right?
No, we all do want it to come out, even though it may be incredibly uncomfortable. I will say that any work that you're having done right now is exponential work. You can get far more results with anything that you're doing, and I don't care where that is on the spectrum of healing work or psychic work, or, you know, whether you're working with us or with Veronica or with other people. I will just say that this is a time when you can really extract from those experiences a lot more than normal. Wouldn't you agree, Veronica?
I sure would. I think it's a little bit discombobulating because people are getting it from such a deep level. And it's like my childhood stuff. It's a lot, and you've said this before, Jackie, a lot of it seems to be a repeat of stuff, but it's new levels of self that's been tamped down and denied. And who
exactly.
am I changes when it comes up, doesn't it?
Well, well, we talked about this earlier in the week, that we are not who we were 5 minutes ago, a minute ago, a year ago, a day ago. That is changing so rapidly. And the way you identify yourself, and this is where the ego, and we have to be really careful with the ego through all of this, the ego is screaming bloody murder because the ego likes to have its identification.
Yeah.
And it absolutely likes things to be, you know, in order. And it likes to have ego gratification. You know, I am this, and this is who I am, and this is what I have, and so on and so forth. The way we've identified in the past is pretty much going to be going out the window.
From what I can, good, though, isn't it?
It's very exciting. So you're going to have a breaking down of the, and you may have some screaming ego stuff go on. And so don't panic, you know.
You may have some screaming friend stuff go on as well.
Oh, of course. Those are reflections.
Yeah.
And are you speaking from experience here?
I just keep hearing from people that are going through that, and the more they try to become, now, the more they release, the more they become who they really are, the more resistance there is from other people. I'm not right now experiencing that, but I've had a lot of that in my life, so I'm okay
with
that.
Yes, oh, no, I know you have, honey, but I just was wondering, looking at the source of the...
Yeah, no, it's other people, but it's been pretty fascinating, clients mostly.
That's very interesting. I have found that my son and I have done an awful lot of talking about trying to help direct family members and support. And it, when we say direct, I'm not trying to boss them around. Don't misunderstand that. But support them in terms of feeling loved and supported and just seeing right now that this is very, very important. This is really an important time because everybody is emerging in some fashion. I really feel that families in some ways are going to pull back together in a totally different way again.
Hmm.
Some of them may completely split apart. Others may come back in and find that they're building on a whole new level in terms of their relationships. If everybody's kind of reached that point where they've been able to get there, it can be very, very positive. Coming apart of, and boy, I'm seeing a lot of this, the myth, and we're talking male-female relationships, that coming apart of that myth, the struggle, and I've had this happen twice this week, where men have gotten upset because their wives or partners called or wrote or made a request for assistance based on something that was going on in their lives and felt incredibly threatened by that. And so I find that very interesting that men
I didn't understand that they were upset because they were asked for help? Or?
Yes, because they asked for help, asked for team assistance or, you know, and actually sent an email and felt that it was invasive. And so this is something kind of coming on with men feeling this need to be more in control, you know, as everything's kind of pulling apart right now.
Mm-hmm. The male's not sure how to keep it together, maybe.
That's exactly right, or how to be in control or dominate, and that domination isn't going to work anymore. It just it simply won't fit with where everything is going. It absolutely will not fit. So we're going to have some men who have some difficulty with that. And again, as we're going through this, who are we? The way that men have identified is going to have to change dramatically. Okay, because their whole concept of being head of household, the hunter-gatherer, those kinds of the savior. I see a lot of this stuff. You know?
The rooster in the hen house. Yeah.
There you go, the rooster in the hen house. Yeah, that's not going to fly.
No,
and so they're having to restructure who they are in their own mind, which is, you know, again, the ego will scream bloody murder. The ego doesn't like to give anything up, including control.
Yeah, and actually it is, for the guys that have really been examining who they are, it's probably less, but it's very taxing for guys who have not looked at their ego. You know what I mean? In that terms of morphing.
Absolutely. And again, this is where, for all of you beautiful divine feminine women out there, who are working on integrating your masculine, your divine masculine, you know, this is a time to be loving and to kind of pull them through the best way that you can, helping them to understand that things are changing, but they're going to be changing for the better, that they're not losing anything, that they're actually going to gain some things. And that's going to take a lot of tact and a lot of love on a lot of women's part to bring them along in a whole new way.
Yeah, I've heard that several times where we're recommended to really reach out and help.
Absolutely.
Which we're scared to do because we used to do it too much, right?
Well.
Now we've got to do it again. higher level.
Well, it's, you know, it's fascinating when you look at some of the younger relationships. You see how shared they are in terms of responsibility, in terms of everything. You know, household duties, raising children. They're a much more equal relationship than what, you know, the majority of you listening tonight grew up with. They know how to do it. I was just up seeing my granddaughter who's going to have a baby, and it was fascinating to me to see them together and how they organize their lives and how they do things. And it's just very, very different that my granddaughter drives the car, not my grandson-in-law, you know.
She doesn't let him, or he just doesn't want to?
Well, no, she's pretty aggressive, and then he carries everything so she doesn't have to carry a purse. I mean, it's just really cute to watch the interactions. It's really quite adorable. But they're very comfortable. And
so they've created their own roles, kind of thing.
They've created their own roles, and neither of them are threatened. Likewise, nor do they complain and whine and resent. And although I see this, you know, with a lot of people, I'm finding it very, very interesting to me. You know, some of the women I work with in their 40s, the same thing. Their relationships are very different in terms of the way that they do things, and they want. The husbands want a partner, a full partner on every level. And so we're going to see things really changing here.
And I noticed that there was somebody I was talking to today, and she's been afraid to step forward with her new partner and become a healer instead of just somebody who's had her nose to the grindstone working all these years. But I watched, and as the guides were saying, remember that a lot of these new men want their woman to unfold and become self-expressed in this new time. They really want that. It's like we do it almost as a service to them at times, you know?
Yes, and it's interesting to me because some of them do not understand it,
mm-hmm.
but that I would agree with you. They're, in many ways, they may be open to it, but they may not understand it. They may not be able to fully embrace it. But I do believe that they are more open to allowing that.
Yeah, and they feel more of an anxiety about wanting it to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's very interesting. And that's kind of consciousness rising, isn't it?
Absolutely is consciousness rising. And for all of you who have been in search of who am I, you know, really, who am I? You know, what is my path? What is my... Because so many people have felt that, you know, they came here, they knew they came here to make a difference, and they still haven't discovered fully within themselves yet what that path may be. And, you know, I always want to remind people, some of you anchor so much light on the planet that, you know, you're lucky just to get through the day with as much light as you anchor on the planet. So I always want to remind people of that, you know, that this is not necessarily a doing thing, but it's a being thing. And being comfortable and loving with yourself in terms of saying, okay, if there's more, please show me. And if this is all I'm here to do, I accept, okay? Then I accept that the universe will make provisions that I will always be taken care of and allowed to continue to do what it is I do. So this is not necessarily, you know, there's some people aren't going to be out there writing books and doing seminars. A lot of you are, or being healers or whatever, but some of you are anchoring these huge amounts of light that, you know, I know when we do sessions with you, I look at it and go, whoa.
It's exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, I can't even imagine how they make it through the day, and I just think, oh, bless your heart. Anyway, let me get out of the way here and let the team come through. Good night, everybody.
Night, Jackie. Have fun.
All right, everyone, welcome, welcome. All right. Oh, the channel couldn't get out of here fast enough. All right. Welcome, Veronica, dear Veronica.
Thank you, and to you.
You're doing wonderfully. You're doing wonderfully. Remember that.
Thank you so much.
You're in exactly the perfect experience right now.
Well, next one, I hope it doesn't have to hurt so much.
Sometimes the pain can trigger the emotion that you can't get to any other way.
I think that's right.
And for you, this was deep pain.
Yes.
And it needed to be triggered at a deep level. Not as a punishment, but as an opportunity.
Yes.
You understand?
I do. I appreciate it.
All right.
But I'm whining a little.
All right. Now, that's all right. You're welcome to whine. Don't stay there forever, but you're welcome to whine. We have to listen to the channel. She does enough of that. All right. So, who are you? Well, this is such an exciting subject, and we are really excited to be here tonight with all of you. And tonight, we're going to offer to all of you to work with us in the dream state, all right? Perhaps to get a little knock on the door, a little opportunity to get a bigger piece, a bigger idea of what you've come here to do. And this is a wonderful gift from us and from your higher self. We all got together and decided this would be a great gift to all of you. Now, we're always careful about setting things like this up so nobody says, oh, I didn't get anything, there's something wrong with me. No. No, the seeds will be planted tonight, we promise you. All right? May take a little bit for it to germinate, but they'll be there. And keep your little tablets by the bed. All right? Keep your little tablets by the bed. Now, oh, big tablets. If you have a big one, that's fine, too. Whatever's easiest to write in. But make certain when you awaken to immediately go into what was my dream state experience. Do I remember anything? Now, We thank the channel for bringing up a very important subject, which is about the amount of light that some of you anchor on the planet. In some cases, people, it has been a miracle that you have not literally lost your mind. Some of you decided to come in and you were determined out of love for Earth, all right, to anchor as much light as possible. Some of you have had very challenging physical experiences as a result of this. Very challenging. All right, lots of anxiety, lots of other things. And so we want you to understand that you are in incredible service as you do this. Incredible service. Some of you have had others join with you. Now, that's a whole other subject, and we will do a show on that one night. You are not alone. You tend to think of your guides around you, but very seldom do you think about them being in you. So, all right, we don't want to make this too complex tonight. Now, this is the time, people, to really be asking now. From your heart, not your ego, from your heart, I'm ready to step into my path, whatever that may be. Now, we love what came through with Steve Rother, with the group, about not having to know things for it to be able to unfold. And that's absolutely true, because you do carry, at levels you are not aware of, incredible memory of how to do many things. This is one of the reasons we've been working with you on subconscious and unconscious beliefs, drives, programs, contracts, and projections, to start shifting and moving a lot of things out of the way, to allow this information to come through with more clarity, more elegance, more ease, so that you can slip into it instead of having it kind of hit you over the head. That's not very pretty, and it's not very comfortable. You've got enough of that happening right now with just your astrological things going on. If you have a desire, and it comes from your heart, there's a reason for it. Don't question it. You may not know yet how to do it, but this is the time, every day, to ask for guidance, ask for assistance, ask for signs, ask for openings and opportunities. Now, some of you are still have some things you're cleaning up on the way to becoming, if you will. So if it doesn't happen right away, there may be still things that you're working on, and that's all right, too. All right? Doesn't mean it won't come. It will come in the perfect timing, people. But asking for assistance, asking for it, will speed it up. Again, you're not going to be given more than you can handle. Please understand that what you're going through on this planet is so extreme, so extraordinary. No one really knows yet, all right, how each one of you are going to deal with it. For some of you, it may be easy. For some of you, very difficult. It may vary from moment to moment, day to day, week to week. Lots of monitoring going on right now to see how you're handling all of this. It is an extreme situation, and each one of you are incredibly courageous. And you knew coming here that you weren't certain exactly how it was going to look, that you'd be creating it as you go, and you are, all of you. And look at you, Veronica, all right?
Yes.
The situation with your grandson?
Mm-hmm.
All right? Now, if we said to you, well, in the dream state, you agreed to have this happen because you knew this would be what it would take to get to the deep pain, etc.
Mm-hmm.
Could you handle that?
Yes, I could. Eh?
All right.
But what is it for him? That's the interesting thing, too, isn't it?
Well, we don't see it as for him. We see it as a gift from him to you.
Oh, okay.
You understand?
Yes, I do.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
He delivered the gift. The important thing is to make certain that he doesn't end up with the guilt.
Yes. I'm working on that.
All right. That's the important thing.
Mm.
He delivered the gift. So you see, whatever is going on right now for all of you, you really look at each thing, each experience. You know, what is the gift for me here? What is the gift I'm receiving? What is the gift I'm giving? In your case, Veronica, being able to tap into this, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Something that you could not reach because you could not remember fully,
mm-hmm,
is an incredible gift. And it will allow you to fly. And it will give you the ability to separate at the emotional level from this knee-jerk response that you get from the rejection.
Mm-hmm.
And it always feels as though it's coming from left field, and it catches you off guard.
Mm-hmm.
And it sends you into a spiral, feeling that after all the work I've done, that, well, damn it, it happened again.
Mm-hmm.
It triggered something deep inside of me, and it hurts, and I don't know why.
And you think that won't be triggered any longer?
Oh, we think it's going to be much different for you, yes.
Mm-hmm. But that should change the whole fabric of that group, shouldn't it, that family group?
Well, we would like to see you be concerned about you for a change.
Oh, good, okay. Working on that.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
The goal here is for you to change. They will change automatically, yes.
Mm-hmm.
However, the goal is your freedom, your change, so that you're not racked with the pain. Now, how does that change for them? Well, they won't have a scapegoat anymore, will they?
No.
All right. Now, that can reset in ways that will amaze you. And you know, we don't do that. We don't predict, per se.
Mm.
Some things we will. On a larger scale. But we would say that this is an opportunity for your entire family to shift their complete dynamic around you, if they so choose.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be a very, very positive experience all the way around. However, your freedom from this life experience, your freedom from the damage that you experience in this life experience is very big.
Mm.
That's the key here,
mm-hmm,
not them.
Mm.
Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
All right. You see, for so many of you, you took on this human lifetime and set up an awful lot of things. And some of you got far more damage than you had ever planned on, and it set you back. All right, you were loading it up. Oh, I'll do this, and I'll do that, and I'll do this, and I'll do that, because this will trigger this, and this will trigger that for me, and I will learn this and learn that and be able to use that as I go out to help other people. But a lot of you got very damaged in this process. Very damaged. More than you'd counted on.
Hmm.
And you got stuck. More than you had counted on. And now, things are being accelerated in a way that it's time to move you out and beyond the trauma that holds you back from being able to launch as you had planned. Does that make sense to you, Veronica?
Yes, it does, and I'm thinking that in the terms of the launch, that you know, even though it's not family systems necessarily, it's larger groups are going to be impacted very differently. I mean, what I mean is social systems are changing, aren't they?
Well, we've talked to you about this before. This is a reflection. Because social systems, okay, are a reflection of masculine and feminine, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
All right, so as that changes within, it reflects without.
Hmm.
So your outer reflections. Well, you already know.
Mm-hmm.
Your financial systems, your medical systems, politics, military, all of it. Major corporations, Wall Street, all of it. Going to shift, going to change.
Big political way of being, isn't it?
It's what?
It's a political way of being in a way. Constantly changing. It's very has a huge impact on the whole social structure.
Well, it has to, you see.
Yes.
Because your beliefs have been that you're autonomous, all right, from everything else, and you're not. You're all connected to one another, and you're all connected to the archetypes.
Mm-hmm.
When one thing changes, it's a complete reset of everything within you. Now, you've not taken responsibility yet. Yet, for the outer being a reflection of the inner. Theoretically, some of you have understood it. Theoretically. But now you're getting the opportunity to actually see it unfold before your eyes.
And we're activating some of the change by releasing in ourselves.
And that's exactly right. Mm. That's exactly right.
That's really exciting.
Of course it is. It's the game has gotten much bigger now. And you're awakening to your participation in all of this without feeling that you have to go down and carry some play card to oppose or support or whatever. Because it's all coming out of your consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Now you will begin to understand that your world's an illusion. You will begin to touch that. A little here, a little there. Not completely yet. Not yet. You're going to become more aware of how connected you all are to each other. Again, the sense of total autonomy will begin to break down as you begin to understand how connected you all are. We understand that on the other side, you see. We know that. That everything we do affects everyone and everything else. You call it, on your planet, the Golden Rule.
Hmm.
All right? And everything that you do, every thought that you think, has implications everywhere. There is no autonomy, much as you might think that there is. Are you an individualized expression, a spark? Yes. But are you part of a whole? Yes. Is it a paradox? Yes. But more and more, you're going to be aware of this. You will stop to think before you do certain things. You know, humans have been famous, oh, nobody's looking, let me throw this can out the window or do this or do that. But they're becoming more and more aware now, self-aware. I'm not going to do that because it'll hurt the earth. I'm not going to do that because of this or that. It's advancing in many ways as a species. You're still young. Now, there are those of you that are listening to the show tonight who are very old souls, all right? You're aware. You understand. You understand integrity, certainly, which must permeate everything you do. Being responsible on every level is going to be absolutely necessary to embody who you really are. To embody who you really are. And this is where you will learn to trust as never before that what you need to do, what you came here to do will be there to support you. And when you can reach that level of trust, there are people out there that are doing this now, that absolutely believe that every step they take will be totally supported. And that's where you're all going now, to that level of trust. Does all this make sense?
It does. It's wonderful.
All right. Now, Veronica, you've got a radio show this week?
Yes, I'm going to at popular request, I'm doing Donna Eden again on Tuesday on Paradigm Shifters, and she's an amazing energy wizardess teacher of taking charge of your own health with energy. It's going to be wonderful. 5 o'clock Tuesday.
Wonderful. And your show is on at 4?
My show's on at 4, and that's a call-in show. We talk to you about what you're going through, meditations, and answer questions, and so on. It's wonderful, too. I love it.
Wonderful. All right. Now, we want to take a moment. Veronica, you watch the clock for us.
Yes, we have about 2 minutes.
All right. To touch each and every one of you, and we're going to touch your heart tonight. And we're going to plant a spark. And it will be your job to make that spark grow. From your heart. Notice we didn't put it in your eye or your head or in your heart. And the only way to make this spark grow is through love. And this is the spark of what you're here to do. Through love, to bring it into the world. And so every day as you touch your heart, right in your chest, your heart chakra, remember that. The spark is there. It's your job to grow it. And tonight we will work with that spark, with each one of you. Every one of you are important. Every one of you are important. Please remember that. To the greater whole, each piece is dependent on every other piece. And it would be sorely missed if it wasn't there. We love you all so very much. It is always a joy and a pleasure for us to be with you, to share with you, to touch you in any way. Veronica, you know that we love you, dear one.
And I wanted to say thank you for coming to my call in the night. I appreciated it over this big change time of mine.
Right. Well, we are happy to do so.
Thanks.
We love all of you, and until we speak with you again in this format, dear ones, in this format, which means we do speak to you other times, namaste.
Namaste. Thank you so much. Thank you.